Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
One of the people that is going to be presenting a panel here on foreign policy strategy for this administration is Dr. Zudi Jasser, the president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. And we appreciate you joining us here this morning here on Radio Row at CPAC. Good morning.
It's great. It's great to be with you here in person. To be on the phone.
That's right. What's your message today?
Well, our message basically is that we're going to see likely, obviously, a new policy with this administration. And the question is, what will a Trump doctrine be? We are facing a global jihad. You have to have a simplified lens to look at counter-radicalization and protection of our homeland. And obviously, we're already seeing General Mattis changing the strategy in Iraq, putting troops down, doing operations in Mosul. So the question is, how do we approach ISIS? How do we approach Syria? How do we approach domestic homeland security, vetting of refugees? The president has talked about a commission on radical Islam. Many of us are ready and willing and have been waiting for 8 years to have a president that's willing to address the disease within, a faith that I love of Islam, but a faith that is in that time in history. And this is what we're going to talk about on our panel today, that time in history that we need to do what's very American, which is embrace the anti-theocrats, those who share our values, but not bring everybody in that doesn't share our values.
What do you want to see from Donald Trump? What do you think he can possibly do, and maybe only on an American stage, but can he do anything on a global stage?
Well, I think what we can do on a global stage is right now the center of access of global security has been countering violent extremism. Nobody knows what that is. The bottom line is it ends up having us in bed, sometimes understandably, with our friends, the Saudis, the Qataris, the Turks, mm-hmm. who share a common enemy against ISIS.
Exactly.
What I want to see is shifted to countering violent Islamism. Those countries may not like that because political Islam is their identity in those states.
Yes.
But they are not only the firefighters with us, they are the arsonists. So I'd like to see President Trump lead a Trump doctrine that looks at not only being against extremism, but being for freedom and liberty, trying to pick up where the Arab awakening fell apart, which I believe is the only solution to a long-term national security, is to help things like the Green Revolution in Iran and those who share our values.
But I guess my question is that even possible? Because I think there are certain groups who don't want, groups of people, there's a mindset that don't want to live under freedom and democracy. They want to live according to Islam and a radical interpretation thereof.
Well, I can tell you with family in Aleppo that are dodging bombs from the Assadists, the Khomeinists, mm-hmm. and the Russians, that the majority do want to be free. They're being radicalized by the fact that on the one side you've got them being pummeled by the Russians, Iranians, mm-hmm. and Assadists, and on the other side being radicalized by the Saudis, the Qataris, and the Turks, who are only helping the radical Islamists. You're right. There are hundreds of millions of that 1.6 billion Muslims that believe in theocracy. But I believe, as Tunisia has shown, Egypt has shown, the majority don't want the Muslim mm-hmm. Brotherhood or Islamist. And if we stay out of it, that vacuum will be filled by ill actors.
What about the immigration order that is going to come out from the administration? We've been given some sense that it's going to be something that perhaps will pass muster in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Do you support the president's plan to limit the number of people who come in until they can come up with a way to more properly vet them?
I do. I support the pause, not an indefinite pause, but a pause, because we haven't been vetting them. I think there's nothing more pro-refugee than to say, you know what, we want those coming in not to become sort of the bad actors who give refugees a bad name. My family were refugees in the late 60s from the Ba'ath regime in Syria.
Right.
So there's nothing more that I think gives us truly what we stand for, is accepting those into our country that want to be American, that want to be free. If we let those that are Islamists in or jihadists, which we haven't been vetting for to this point, it's going to ruin the refugee program.
More specifically, how do you vet for that, given that these people show up sometimes with not a lot of documentation?
That's our Muslim Reform Movement is a movement that is a diverse movement of Muslim leadership in Europe, Canada, and the U.S. We have a two-page declaration that says we as Western Muslims reject the caliphate, reject violent jihad. We believe in the equality of men and women. Just like in the Cold War, we vetted against communist ideologues. Mm-hmm. We should be able to, as an American, very American sense, vet against theocrats.
Well, Dr. Zuhdi Jasser, he's the president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program. It's good to have you here in person.
Yes, sir.
Here at CPAC.
Anytime.
Enjoy
Thank
the
you.
Day. Thank you very much.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.